Okay, let's begin on page Lamed Gimel up to Halacha Dalet. Halacha Dalet, Laws of Hilchos Shabbos. Stimin Ayin Beis, Halacha Dalet, Ksiv, it says, Zohar Yom HaShabbos HaKadosh, Perush Yizkor, B'chol Yom V'yom HaShabbos HaKadosh. A person should remember every single day that it's Shabbos. That's what we say, we have different examples. Hayom Yom Sheni B'Shabbos. When we say the Yom, when we say Shem Shabbos, that itself is the fulfillment of a halacha, you make the mitzvah deraisa of Zohar es Yom HaShabbos LeKadosh. And now he gives some other practical example. Shem Nizdam L'Dav Machal Choshev, Shem Nishachich B'Chol. The person comes in contact with something which is Choshev, which you don't normally come in contact with. V'Udav HaShem Miskalk V'Nagir V'un, Ya Yikneu L'Chvot Shabbos. So we have Shabbos mitzvah, Shashkin B'Baikim L'Gnot Tzarka Shabbos. Friday morning, it's a mitzvah to wake up early, to acquire what you need for Shabbos. V'Yachal L'Gnot Tzkam Koidim HaTfilo, V'Vach Lo Yach Al-Yidei Zeh, Tfilas Tzibor, and you're even permitted to purchase your Friday needs before you go to davening. It's preferred. I think we did this in this Kedai review. It's preferred to do make your preparations on Friday better than the middle of the week, because on Friday, because of the Mitzvah Deraisa because the pasuk veichinu eis asher yoviu v'hoya bayoyim hashishi veichinu eis asher yoviu. So he's telling us to be a very important principle. There are two dinim, two ways to be fulfilled preparation for Shabbos. There's a hachona for Shabbos every single day, zochar siyoyim hashabbos lekacha, which is inclusive every single day, and there's another din. Another din of Friday. On Friday, you mechuyev to go out of your way and do something extra special to prepare for Shabbos because of v'hoya b'yom hashishi v'yichinu eis hasher yaviu. So therefore, if it's something you have a choice of doing something on Thursday or doing something on Friday, you should better do it on Friday, because Friday is the ideal time to mechayim the mitzvah of Shabbos. Ach, however, goes without saying that if you need the thing that you need to do, it takes many days of preparation, or the only opportunity you will have to make this form preparation is on Thursday. Ach, davar shetzach achana yikne b'yom chamishi, you can acquire b'yom chamishi. Yal kol davar shehu koine yom al lechvat Shabbos. In some stores, they actually have this, a sign where they say this. Yishal tzeh lechvat Shabbos. Period. Mitakonas Ezra shoyu mechabsin habagodim. One of the tekonos of Ezra is you should clean your clothing on Thursday. Habagodim b'chamishi b'Shabbos lechvat Shabbos v'lo b'yom Shabbos and not b'yom Shabbos. Why? Because you're busy preparing food. Food preparation has been done on Friday. Therefore, Ezra was misaking that clothing preparation shall take place on Thursday. Halacha, hey, mitzvah, al kol adam. Even though you have many misharsim, you yourself should do something for Shabbos. He himself would cut the vegetables. They would chop wood for Shabbos. He would light, he'd kindle the fire. He would clean the house. Would bring in new kelim and take out the kelim that are not necessary for Shabbos. So behem yilma kol adam v'lo yoymar lo ef goyim b'chvoidi. It's not lefi kvoidi for me to go shopping on the store on Friday. That is a zilzul in kvoid Shabbos ki zehu kvoidai shehu mechabed es haShabbos. Vav haminig b'chol yisrael le'afos b'botem lachamim. It's a minute to bake bread for Shabbos, to break chalas lechvoid Shabbos lo mi boy im oichlim im yachol pas palta oiv. It goes without saying that if during the whole week we pass palter, there is an inyan l'chvayt Shabbos to upgrade your kashrus standards. If the whole week you eat the OU, Shabbos, I'm not going to get into trouble now. Just joking. Shabbos is an inyan to upgrade your standards of kashrus. Even if during the week you anyway have the highest standards of kashrus, you only pass paltis. Here's another milah: you should bake the chalos in your home. There is such an inyan. It's a very big thing to bake the chalos in your home. Kedei, why? What's the reason? Kedei tiskayim hoisha mitzvah hafrosh haschal. Opportunity opportunities. A person has an obligation to put himself in a situation where you'll be mekayim a mitzvah. That's the reason why we all wear a talis katan. Why do we even wear a talis katan? Don't wear a talis katan. Don't wear a garment that has four corners and you don't have to wear a mitzvah. So why are we putting ourselves in a situation? There's no chiyuv deraisa to wear tzitzis. The chiyuv deraisa is if you happen to be wearing a garment that has four corners, then you're mechuyev to put on tzitzis. So I have a solution. Don't put on a garment that has four corners. It's very easy. In this generation, there's almost no garment that has four corners. The answer is the person mechuyev to put himself in a situation where he'll have an opportunity to be mekayim a mitzvah. And in fact, the Gemara says that when HaKadosh Baruch Hu is angry, there are times when HaKadosh Baruch Hu has sent forth, displays anger at this world, and at that point in time, HaKadosh Baruch Hu punishes people for not putting themselves in situations where they would have an opportunity to be mekayim mitzvahs. The Idun Derischa, at a time of anger, Hashem punishes for people that were mevatel a mitzvah saseh, who, even though there is no chiyuv to do the mitzvah saseh, but you could have put yourself in that situation. That halacha, that concept has many ramifications. Some people, they go bedavka, they'll make a very big effort to go every so often to a slaughterhouse in order to have the opportunity to mekayim the mitzvah of kisui hadam. How often do you ever have an opportunity to mekayim the mitzvah of kisui hadam? Never. When are you going to do kisui hadam? So maybe if you're lucky, you go. Today it's also becoming much harder because of all the government regulations of kaparis. Kaparis. So it used to be kaparis was a one time year before Rosh Hashanah. V'schus mekayim the mitzvah deraisa, just like tzitzis. See, I'm a chuyif, but an opportunity. Have an opportunity. So every there are many mitzvahs that are like that. Also, what about what about the mitzvah of Shluch HaKan? Shluch HaKan. So Shluch HaKan, you put yourself in a position where you will have an opportunity. On the other hand, some want to say that Shluch HaKan is exceptional because it says it would ki yikarei. So yikarei means this is a mitzvah that's not like tzitzis. Hashem will never have a complaint against the person. Why didn't he put himself in a situation where he would have had an opportunity with kind of mitzvah Shluch HaKan? By tzitzis, it doesn't say the word ki yikarei. But by Shluch HaKan, it says the word ki yikarei. And that's why there's a whole controversy if it's proper, and there's a big business out there, to go and be kind of mitzvah Shluch HaKan. So is it the right thing? I mean, it's good for the people need parnassah, so it's good for them. You're probably doing the biggest chus by giving a person parnassah who needs the parnassah than actually being mekayim the mitzvah. But is there such an inyan where a person should go out of his way to mekayim the mitzvah of Shiluch HaKan? Controversial. Ki yikarei. What about, I saw this year is going to be Shemitah. So I remember 7 years ago. I didn't see much about this, but someone showed me that there was an organization, Eretz Yisrael, where they sell you a piece of land. They sell you a piece of land. It's not only for Shemitah, it's really for all 7 years. They sell you a piece of land, a teeny little piece of land, and they give you they become your agents, and the mafresh, Shuma, and Meiser, and and all the Pratim. And on Shemitah, they let the land lie fallow. And this way, you are being mekayim all of the mitzvos hatluyos baretz. So I first heard about it, I laughed. I thought, this is foolish, right? What are you doing over here? You're selling me a little teeny piece of land the size of a sefer? And you're gonna, I know how it could be, it's a little bit bigger. You have a big farm, you sell a person, and you're going to be mafresh? 4,000 people. Well, no. So you have to make sure they're doing it honestly. You heard that they're honest. So is there such a thing? So the answer is, I remember I made some not nice comment, and I always thought with my big stupid mouth, and someone comes along and really gives me a zetz over the head, and someone said to me, like, what are you talking about? You know, it's a mitzvah, there are all these mitzvahs, and what's so terrible? Besides the fact that you're giving parnasa to all these people, and they're so have no parnasa, and they give them a few dollars. If you have a few dollars to spend, so what do you have to deny them? And it's in these mitzvahs, they're Isa. Why is it any worse than tzitzis? You don't have a chiv to put on tzitzis. We eat them, so Zechatim is called, it's very nice. There are many midrashim, there are hundreds of midrashim about the milos of Shemitah and Shuma and Meiser. I mean, they are just, you can match every nice midrash about tzitzis, you can match for Shuma and Meiser. So what's so terrible to spend $100 on buying a piece of land and some mekayim all the mitzvos? It's no different than then a tzitzis. Hashem has a taina to thee, be'idin d'rischa, why are you not putting yourself in a position, opportunity to mekayim a mitzvah d'raisa? So there definitely is something to it. I'll tell you another story, opening my big mouth this week, right, by Lag Ba'Omer in Shul. So I was talking to someone about Lag Ba'Omer, and I said, I don't understand, what is this all about? They go and you dance around the fire. I said, the only makar we have to dance around the fire is the eagle. I said, all we need is just someone to throw in a piece of metal. And I was, Eila Elohecha Yisrael. So I said this in front of a few people. Boy, there was one person there, he didn't like it. To make a long story short, I had to leave the shul. The Kofli Rosh. How dare I say this, a minig Yisrael, the minig has been around a lot longer than you. That's what I said. I said 400 years. So he said, that's right. It's been around a lot longer than you. What?
Much less.
More like 10 years.
20 years.
Not even 10. I told someone, I learned in a high school in Chaim Berlin, and never heard of this. In elementary school, in high school, elementary school, in Lag Ba'Omer, there was no such thing as fire. A Lag Ba'Omer, in elementary school, not even that. Field trips. It was great. I never Lag Ba'Omer. We went, played baseball. It was wonderful. That was it. There's not no bows and arrows. There was no such thing as fires, maduros, unheard of. And at night, we never even heard of such a thing. And Baruch Hashem, for as far as we know, Adayom, it's still like that. There's no. In Tar Vadas, on the other hand, they take all the boys into the yard, and they have a fire, a madura, and they have a barricade, and they dance, and they speak. Different stuff. A little more chassidus sheyishiv. Tar Vadas is a chassidus sheyitiyus in Tar Vadas. But it's in Chaim Berlin, Tar Vadas. So you think in Brooklyn, all the yeshivas are pretty much the same. And what's the difference? But here's a very interesting difference. In Chaim Berlin, nothing. Zero. I don't know, maybe things change today. Maybe they're influenced by society. I don't know. But at least nothing. Not even any mention whatsoever. And in Tar Vadas, it's a big deal. It's a big deal to have a madura to teach and to discuss the idea of Rashi. By the way, I don't know if you read online, Rav Yosef, what's his first name?
Amar.
Rav Yosef's son? What? Yitzchak. Rav Yitzchak Yosef was extremely critical of Meiron. And he writes, I'm not afraid, I know what I'm saying is not popular, and everyone's going to hate me for this, but he says, it is Achil Shabbos, it is also for a Ben Torah, an Avrech, a Ben Torah to go, it's a Mamish, it's a terrible thing. He says, do you know what Achil Shabbos, what happened, what was, they don't make Yom HaZikaron, and Yom HaTzmaot, they push off a whole day, and the Charedim know that they don't want to know from Atzmaot and Yom HaZikaron, that they stay away from. Here, Chil Shabbos, they push off, and Yom HaChil Shabbos went into this. The police, in order to accommodate on Shabbos, there was no choice, and he said that his father Rav Avi Yosef was very against this. He felt it was a waste of time, bittul Torah, a waste of money, and this is not what Rashi wanted. That's what he said.
The point they made was that for the Yom HaAtzmaut, the Rabbanim are worried about other people keeping the mitzvahs. But by Lag Ba'Omer, they're worried, I got to get to the fire, it's for me. So I don't care what anybody else does.
So this is a serious matter. Let's go further. So we have
this. There's also a problem talking about Shabbos.
Yeah.
If you want to go, some people run the Erev Shabbos to visit for Shabbos. They call the car service, the Russian who's Jewish, to drive them Erev Shabbos.
That's right. That's right. It's a very big problem. That's right. To go the very last minute to Governor.
The guy doesn't get home in time.
Absolutely. It's mamish lifnei iver. What's the reason why, in addition to the inyan of the have putting out an opportunity kind of mitzvah, there's another inyan, there's an inyan of Kabbalah, and that is ki adam harisha nivra b'erev Shabbos for he v'hoya chalosoy shel oilam v'ho'isha. Every Friday she has to remember that she made her husband's life miserable. People wonder why women don't come to the Shia. For Isha, the cheta when she sinned. The cheta of dasa, she destroyed Adam. We all came there for tzricha hila sakind of azeh. The oisin shalosh lacham. We did this last week. I apologize for going over chazara. Gadol ubeinoni v'katan habeinoni l'suda halayla l'beinoni l'suda halayla v'agadol l'suda sayom l'haros ki chavoid hayoyim adif v'hakatan l'suda shlishis. The largest chal is for the day, because when it comes to kavod yimuchuyif to give the more honor to the day suda than the evening suda. If you have better food, save the better food for the day suda. And that's why the larger challah goes for the day suda. The middle challah goes for the night suda. And the smallest challah goes for the suda shlishis. Notice he says suda shlishis and does not say shalosh suudos. In Shulchan Aruch, the Ramah, and the Ramah, the Mechaber, if he wrote the simonim, it's called shalosh suudos. All the shalosh what? Shalosh suudos. So everyone asks the question. It's not shalosh suudos. It's suda shlishis, right? So the answer is when you eat. But yet the mechaber, the way he mechaber was a baki mufluk in the laws of diktuk. We know that from his extensive writings. Yet he chose to describe the third meal with the term shalosh suudos, and the common reason given is, on a regular day, you always eat two meals. What's the big deal? Shabbos, you eat a Suda Shabbos and a day meal. It's no big deal. On a Tuesday, you also eat two meals. You'll have lunch and dinner. The difference is, on Shabbos, you're eating it L'chavoy Shabbos, in honor of Shabbos. How do you prove you're eating L'chavoy Shabbos? When you eat a third meal. When you eat a third meal, a meal that you ordinarily do not eat, that shows that the eating on this day is different. When you eat the third meal, it's a revelation, it's a gilu, it's a revelation that your first two meals were also eaten in honor of Shabbos. So the third meal, the su'uda shlishis, is a revelation that all shalosh su'udos were eaten in honor of Shabbos. That's the common explanation why the Mechaber refers to the third meal with the term shalosh suudos. Many shuls, they announce shalosh suudos will be at this time. Shalosh, it's not a mistake. That's how it's called. That's how it's referred to in Shulchan Aruch. But what? Where does it come from? That's not grammatically correct. It's not grammatically correct. But that's the way the Mechaber in Shulchan Aruch refers to it. But over here, when he's referring to the third meal, he's referring with correct grammar. V'akotan l'su'uda shalishis. Halacha zayin. Yochin basar v'dagim yofim. A person should appear meat and fish, yofim umat'amim, and delicacies. V'yayin mishubach high quality wine, kefi yachalos according to his ability. Fish is a mitzvah, special mitzvah. It's not just to eat fish the night of Shabbos. Why fish? There are many different reasons. And as long as it does not matter, we further avol im azikin. But if it's dangerous, too much mercury, then avol im azikin lo oyshenu v'arevin lo. It's not pleasant. Lo yochlom, you have no obligation. That's the ikar. The ikar on Shabbos is oneg. If a certain type of food is not, you is not in agreement with your taste buds, you have absolutely no obligation to eat it, and all of these in yanim fall to the side. The ikar is what it says in the pasuk. The pasuk says, "Kovoid and onik, al pi kabbalah, you eat fish. Kabbalah is bottle keneged what it says in the pasuk onik. So if it's not an onik, the kabbalah is bottle." Why do we eat fish? And what we will discuss is because fish, all creatures, meat, don't directly go back to Maaseh Bereishis. Why not? Because there was a Mabul, and at the time of the Mabul, the world was destroyed, and the world was recreated. How then did animals survive? They were on the Teva. The Teva was like a spacecraft in another world. Fish were not destroyed in the Mabul. So every piece of fish that you eat, Bisman Hazeh, is an enikel of a fish that was present, Bishas Maaseh Bereishis. When you eat a piece of meat, you can only trace the yichus of the piece of meat to an animal that was in the Teva. And when the animal was in the teva, the world was destroyed. It's a different world. So the animals, and even us, we don't really relate fully to Maaseh Bereishis, because we were removed from the world when the world was redone. When a second that was there was a renovation in this world.
Reset.
But the fish, they're not affected. So since the Ikra of Shabbos is Zecher Lamaseh Bereishis, if you want to connect yourself all the way back to the moment of creation, you have to eat fish. That's why there's, and that's one time. Another time is Alpi Kabbalah, who's in the fish? Again, the trouble with Gilgulim. Tzadikim are Niskalgal in fish. The Rishoyim are Niskalgal in meat. Or even other things. But when you're eating fish, you can be certain there's a holy neshama in that fish that's waiting for its tikkun, and therefore that's why you should bring tzaddikim into your neshama. These are in Yoni Kabbalah. The Yashkes Asakin Shezel Gam Keinichot Shabbos. The person should sharpen the knife. Anyone sharpen their knife Friday? Anyone have such a minuk? Shulchan Aruch, to sharpen your knife. To sharpen your knife. To sharpen the knives. It says, "Shochodach, v'yashchis es hasakin shezehu gam kein mechvoid Shabbos." A person should sharpen his knives erev Shabbos. It's an honor of Shabbos. Rosh Hashanah. Before Rosh Hashanah, you buy a new knife, not to sharpen. To buy a new knife. Buying that, but here this is in Yoni Kabbalah. These are deep cons. Even though Bisman Hazeh, we have very high quality
serrated blades.
But there is
this is for challah.
Not for shechita. This stuff to make regular knives. There's in Yoni Kabbalah. There's some in Yoni Kabbalah. Why even Bisman Hazeh you should have bedafka and not people sell? It's a big business to buy a knife sharpeners, right? They have to only use certain types of knives. So Zegam came to Shabbos. He's sacking the bayis for next. He's sacking the bayis for Shem. He's sacking the bayis for Yitzchias. Amid this person should spread the beds. V'yifras mapa al shulchan. He should have a tablecloth. V'teperus al yom Shabbos. V'yesh medachtikim lifras shtei mapos. Some medachtikim have two mapos. A double mapa. Why? Because of the mon. The mon was contained inside a double layer of tal. It was tal lamala, tal lamata, and therefore you should have on the table two mapas. I guess you have a tablecloth, and on top and down, and there's a placemat. That's for the challah. The challah. So some do for the entire table. There should be something of two mapas. The yismach the biyasa Shabbos shuvijosh when Shabbos arrives. The yachshav that the iluhim sabel yishav ilova inza adam yakov v'choshav eichayim sakhnas abayis tachoid. If a dignitary would come to your home, you would certainly clean up the house. When we call shekain lechvod Shabbos malchus, so you should be mechabed. You should appear at the house for Shabbos malchus. V'ktsas mekoyim osaisim pashtido oimul yasa l'sudas lo Shabbos. Certain type of dish which has dough on top and the bottom and has a filling inside. Zeche lema, not kishka. Pashtida, a certain type of pie. A certain type of pie. It has a dough lemala, dough lemata, and inside there's a filling like a donut. Zecher lemon shahoya munach kma b'kusa was deposited. Tal lemata v'tal lemata v'yesh lo tam b'erev Shabbos atav shilin shenasu l'shabbos. You have to taste. A person has to taste another in Yoni Kabbalah. A lot of these things, although they're very practical, make sure there's enough salt. Make sure everything tastes good. But there's also in Yoni Kabbalah and all of these things, sharpening the knives. Like we said, fish a little understanding, and also to taste, because olam hazeh. Shabbos is me'ain. This Indian of tasting the food represents the idea that eilu dvar m'shadam ochel perasim b'olam haba b'olam hazeh v'akeren kayem eslo l'olam haba. Shabbos, the food you eat on Shabbos is me'ain olam haba. Person has to realize that in this world it's also a shaykh to have peiros, a tam, a te'im of olam haba. Person, the kind of the mitzvos, a Kadosh Baruch Hu doesn't loyba b'tarunya. Hashem is not coming to make trouble for man. A Kadosh Baruch Hu wants man to enjoy his stay in the antechamber in this world as well. So when you toyim the food erev Shabbos, that's symbolic that this world is erev Shabbos. Ashrei mi shayachin, the person prepares himself in this world before he comes into the banquet. You're doing that. It's a very a mystical concept of tasting the food erev Shabbos. Most of the things are totally lost from us, but But a person living on a very high spiritual level, there's a lot of very powerful things that what it says in Shulchan Aruch to do. Halacha ches, afilu ani shebi Yisrael yizdares v'yisametz la'anegas haShabbos v'yitzamse. We did all this to Chazara v'yitzamse b'chol shavua kedei shi'a l'mostach v'shabbos. A person should put away money every week in order to should have an order to mechamet Shabbos. Yimei l'mos yilve afilu al Nashkonos to Tzorchei Shabbos. He should even lend. He should give a deposit. He should give a deposit, give away his assets in order to make sure that he has money to mechabes Shabbos. Well, Amar Rabbi Simson Levracha, Bini or Bonai, my children, love or alive ani pareya. Don't worry, borrow money. I'll pay back your chayvos in honor of Shabbos. The chol mizaynos of shlodah miksuv la mirashana v'chutz mirotzah Shabbos v'yom tov shemoysif masiv lo v'mashad but v'mashad chugulo b'yoyser al zamer b'sim zol levracha asay Shabbos chol v'alta tzorch lebris. However, a person is extremely dire straits and he has no realistic way of paying back chayvos, then don't borrow money. The only time a person is allowed to borrow money in order to mechabit Shabbos if he has a plan. They always say this expression, you have to have a plan. If you don't have a plan, what are you doing? Samech al hanes? What are you doing? You have to have a plan. If you have a plan, then you can a little bit have a moon, even though the plan is not foolproof. There are some major flaws with the plan, but if you have a basic plan, okay, then you're allowed to have faith HaKadosh Baruch Hu will help you get through. But if you don't even have a plan, and you're just going to rely upon a miracle, that is forbidden, and that's what it says. It says, Asay Shabbat Chachol, make your Shabbos a weekday, V'al Tetzarich Librios. Next, we call Mikol Malka Imefshalo Yir Al Kapon Lasas Lachot Shabbos Is Davamuot. Even if you're very desperate, you should at least do something with Davamuot. Going like Dagim Katan, small fish, Chodamin, like similar. Mishal Shalachle Is Davar Lachle B'Shabbos Yesh Lachle B'Shabbos V'Lo Lashir Lachol. If someone sends you something, you should on Shabbos. You should not. With a Shabbos, you're not allowed to put it away for the week. If someone sends you something in honor of Shabbos. If something has been, there's a shiloh in the poskim. We discussed last time a person sends the Shabbos, it's almost like hegdish. If something has been designated lechavoyed Shabbos, it's almost like hegdish. If you have something that's hegdish, are you allowed to use it for your own personal needs? Of course not. It belongs to the Beis HaMikdash. If I buy a piece of food, this tongue is lechavoyed Shabbos, and $50. We buy a tongue, lechavoyed Shabbos, and then say, you know what? I'm going to save it for Sunday. Because Sunday, the grandchildren are coming over. So we're not going to eat it on Shabbos. It's usur, according to one opinion. Because it's almost hegdish. And as the kedusha of Shabbos, you're not allowed now to be mezalf on Shabbos by using it for something else.
Somebody brings you cookies, you have to eat.
No, if they bring it to you, or they bring it to you, they bring it to you and you don't accept it. Oh, you bring me cookies, but on Shabbos, I don't eat cookies, I have other food for Shabbos.
They
and
bring
now
you chol, you have to eat it.
Not right. That's the very, very halacha. People don't know this halacha. This is something very serious. Okay, let's go for it. Halacha test. Ain las malach derech kevav erev Shabbos in the
Ketan l'malo. If someone sends you for Shalom Zach or something, you shouldn't eat it for after Shabbos.
It's meant to be for Kedusha Shabbos.
You shouldn't save it.
Halacha test. Ain lasos malach b'derech kevav erev Shabbos mimincha Ketan l'malo person minatim malach erev Shabbos mimincha Ketan. 2.5 hours before Shabbos, business is closed. You're not allowed to do malacha. Al derech harai, a small. You want to check your email. That is mutter. But letzarech Shabbos gam kein. But if you what you're doing before Shabbos is letzarech Shabbos, of course gam achar kach mutter. Lasos big day chaveroi b'schar aser. If you're tailoring your friend's clothing for money, that's also aser. Ach mishu ani v'roitzel l'stakel letzarech Shabbos. Person is poor and he needs to work the last 2.5 hours before Shabbos in order to make ends meet, and I'm going to use that money for the honor of Shabbos. Of course, mutu lo kol yom kulo b'kamo b'cholamoid. It's davar ha'avud, and then it's mutter. Next, what about taking a haircut? L'saper shol mutu b'kol yom afilu ma'is u'min afilu b'schar b'bnei shehat esparis nikeres shenasosel achshav b'chshul Shabbos. Taking a haircut is mutu. cook the entire day, b'diavad, because it's l'chavet Shabbos. Yesh l'chaskes achanuyu achas l'chavet Shabbos. You should, under all conditions, under all circumstances, close your store at least 1 hour before Shabbos. Halach yud, b'shdishos l'zmanius ulamala, from 9 hours ulamala, which is 3 hours before Shabbos. Mitzvah limnoya, and it doesn't say minch katan. He says mitesha shos zmanus lamala. So you have 3 hours to go. Mitzvah limnoya melakvoya suda. You're not allowed. It's a mitzvah not to eat a meal. Afilu mashu ragel b'chol. Usuda shen ragel b'chol. Afilu he suda mitzvah and a suda which you're not ragel b'chol. Afilu who suda smitz. Usuda shen ragel b'chol. Afilu he suda smitzvah. Im. Hayo efshar la'asos b'yom acher, also la'asos b'erev Shabbos kol hayom afilu b'boker. If you could have made this suda another day, you're not allowed to do this. Even if the suda says you want to make a siyum, I want to make a siyum, but it's not. There's no one forcing me to make the siyum on Friday. Even though the siyum is a suda mitzvah, it's not proper to make a suda on Friday, even a suda mitzvah. Ach. However, the only exception is a sudas mitzvah shezmano kavua hayoim kegoy mila upedin aben uchedoyme muter. Since today is the zman, then you are allowed to have a sudas mitzvah on erev Shabbos. When we come up nochon lahakdima boiker v'lo yarbe ba, it's even a sudas mitzvah. You should have it early in the morning upedin aben on Friday. It should be early as possible. And the bris mila v'lo yarbe, not to delay, not to extend the suda mikol shekein shlo lechol achila gasa. Don't use the gasa, kedesh shayochlu sudas Shabbos l'teyavon, so that when you come Friday night, you should use sudas Shabbos l'teyavon. Don't have a big lunch on Friday, you should have an appetite for Friday night. We discussed last week the shayla about a mila shaloi bizman. A mila shaloi bizman, if you're allowed to have it on a Thursday, we discussed that last week. Many of you were by Rabbi Lau when we discussed that in the Shemus Malacha. Different opinions if a mila shaloi bizman, b'chlal, are you allowed to have it on a Friday? It's shocking. Some place can hold it. You're not even allowed to have once the mila shloi bezman. You should not even have the mila shloi bezman on a Friday. You should wait until Sunday. Most poskim halacha lemaisa disagree. You should do it as soon as possible. Halacha yidav chayev kol adam lahashlem parshiyosa b'matzibin. Now we come to shnayim v'chatargam. So this is really where we're up to. Everything else was a chazar, but it wasn't so bad because most of you were not here on Thursday. Chayev kol adam lahashlem parshiyosa b'matzibin. The haynu shikra b'chol shua parshas hashua shnayim mikav v'chatargam. Shnayim mikav v'echad. Starting from Sunday, it's called Chosh in Hatzibur. Shekvar Yeschilu Hatzibur Parashah Zuh B'Shabbos B'Mincha. Av HaMitzvah Min HaMuvcharuhu L'Kroysa B'Yav Shabbos Ach Hatzoyz Hayom. And this is what the Kittush says. The very big Machlokes HaPosekim, we'll see different opinions. But basically, he's of the opinion that the Ikar Zman to be Maver Sedra is Erev Shabbos Ach Hatzoyz. V'yesh L'Kroys Kol HaParashah Hayin L'Psuch O'Stumo Shtei Pabim. His opinion is you should not do pasuk by pasuk, and everything over here is subject to disagreement. There are many different opinions on every single matter that he mentions, but his opinion is Friday after Mincha, the entire parasha, which sometimes can be overwhelming for most people, and he says it's not to do it pasuk by pasuk, but rather to do it parasha by parasha. Psuch Ostuma today, a new phenomenon. When I first saw this, I was laughing, and then I bought one for myself. Not so much longer. The Save the Chumash, which has the Pasuk, the Shin Pasuk in big letters, then the Pasuk in a little bit small letters, and then the Targum even smaller letters. Today it's a very popular gift item. So when it first came out how many years ago? 10 years ago maybe? I said, how shvach are we? How low have we fallen that we can't even concentrate enough to read the pasuk and the chumash twice, and then look at the targum or read the parsha and go to the targum. How far have we fallen? I remember literally laughing. Who would waste money to publish such a thing? They have all different sizes. Today it's very popular. They print this. Every company, every printer has their own edition, and it comes all shapes and sizes. But you know something? Not so much longer later, I say, you know, it's a great idea. I think I'll join the club. If you can't beat him, join him. And in the past, I even got a press. Someone's giving me a present. And then I think my mother, Allah Hashem, she asked me I should get one for my nefew. He started learning Shnayim Mikra Targum. I should get him that, exactly that. So it just goes to show מה שיעשה הזמן לא יעשה השכל.
מה שלא עושה הזמן יעשה.
ויש לגוס כל פרשת החיים לפסיכו סתום השתי פעם יתשווי איץ שוואן פסיכו סתום השתי פעם אחר כך התאגם הולך ואפילו פרשת מסיימס באמצע הפוסק יפסק שם. He holds that even when the parasha stops in this, the parasha stops in the middle, there are different examples of this. By Ruvain and Bilah, you should stop there in the middle of the pasuk of the Gemara. The Gemara Yeshloimer, the Gemara Yeshloimer, Achar Hatargum pasuk Echad B'Torah. When you finish the entire parsha at the very end of reading the parsha Shlaimik V'Achatargum, you should not end off with the pasuk of Targum, but instead you should read one more pasuk. You should read the pasuk of the Gemara Yeshlema Achar Targum pasuk Echa B'Torah Kedei L'Sayim B'Torah V'Tov Shlo Yafsik B'Sicha Ben Akriya. You should not be Mafsik V'Noigim Likros Gam Haftarah. There's a custom also to read the Haftarah. Why? They may call you for the Haftarah. They may call you for the Haftarah, so you should be familiar with the Nuskh of the Haftarah. V'Yesh Nehagim Oy Lema Achar Kach Shir HaShirim Friday before Mincha. There's a custom many shuls have done that are starting are doing this. They sing Shir HaShir. They do this line, I think this line in Lawrence. But a lot of the newer shuls, they do this because people come late to give us some more time to get into shul. After they finish mincha, they sing Shir HaShirim before they begin Kabbalah Shabbos. You ever see that in shul? No, they don't do that here.
Svardim do it every week. They do it like they start at 3/4 of an hour before.
They sing these pasuk. Oy lo ma'achach, oy lo ma'achach she'ashurim b'mishul b'derech vein lo rak chumash pli targum. A person who does not have a chumash with targum, what's the solution? Yikra shtei pamim mikra. So you can cheat. If it's too hard, you can just read the entire parsha, and later, even though l'chatil is supposed to read parsha by parsha, pasuk by pasuk, you can later read it. You can read the entire targum, the entire parsha. Gam yesh lo l'chol yer shemayim lilmoid perush Rashi ala sidra. Im lav bar hachihu. If you can, it's too hard. Lilmoid perush Ashkenazi ala sidra art scroll. Right, read the English translation. Now they have even the interlinear. Linear translation, Rabbi Davis from the Sohn Shul, Rabbi Davis. Can you imagine what tzchus he has? How many he wrote? He wrote kamat all of the interlinear publications for art school, the Sidurim, the Machzorim, the Chumashim. It's remarkable how much influence, how much a hand he has, and so many people use the interlinear Sidurim and Chumashim, myself included. It's fantastic. You know what that is, Senator Anna? I know. I had a Rebbe. He used to make such litzanis. He used to make such litzanis of Senator Anna. Senator, they have. It's very good. I know it's very good. They have also in English. But Senator Anna, Chodaymesh Shayavin Inyan Hasidim should know the Sidra inside out. Okay, let me take a look at some of the Shemes Halacha before we conclude. Very quickly, some of these Shemes Halacha. Let's go back to Tezvav. On the previous page, Tezvav is what we're up to is of Shnayim V'Chatargam. Chayv Kol Adam Ayim Shud HaRavaz. The Misha Chosh Beina Ve'Einu Yochel Likor She'Einu Mechuyiv L'Shmoy Miachar. A person that can't see well, it's hard. Are you mechuyiv to listen? So he says no. Chaymish Liyodeh Likor Skam Kain Einu Mechuyiv L'Shmoy Miachar. You're not mechuyiv. Oud Shon B'Ravaz. Kosav Le'inyin Chayla Shupata L'Gamri. A Chayla is exempt. V'Lo Yei Ela Mitzdar Shupata Sukkah Shu Mitzvah Sasem in HaTorah. And it's no worse than Sukkah. A Sukkah Mitzdar is potter from the Sukkah. So likewise, the mitzvah, you're not feeling well, you're potter from reading Shnayim Mikra V'Yachad Targum. V'chos V'al Zeh V'Seh V'Gilion Yashas V'Zeh L'Shon Yitzarachin D'mal Zeh Inyin L'Mitzdar the Sukkah. How can we compare Shnayim Mikra V'Yachad Targum to Sukkah? Ma'in Zeh L'Zeh T'hosam B'inon K'Tiduru K'Ein Tiduru Teishvu K'Ein Tiduru. If it's raining in your house, you're out of there. So it's not Kiduru. Who ever told you that just because you have tsar, you're not mechuyev? So he disagrees that a mitzayer is mechuyev still to read Shnayim Mikra V'Chatargum. There are many stories about Gedolei Yisrael, people that are very nizer in Shnayim Mikra V'Chatargum. They were moisa nefesh on their deathbeds. You hear all different stories today on their deathbeds. They were mamish finishing up Shnayim Mikra V'Chatargum. They shouldn't die before they finish that week's parasha. I once heard a question of a rebbe. I once heard someone discuss this halachas. He said that someone once asked him, a Rebbe, has a very large family. He told, came to the Rav and says, I'm telling you, I don't have a second to do it. I'm busy the entire week. Every single second is taken up. I teach. I have a second job. I have children. I have to study with them. My wife has things for me to do. I have a large family, and there's just no time to do it. Shnai megavecha targum can take 2 hours if you do it the right way. It could take an hour. I don't have an hour to sit down and do it. Give me a heter. I should be exempt. So the Rav says, the only heter I can give you is that during Kriya Satora, you can quietly, without disturbing someone else, you can read along with the Baal Kore, and that can count as one-time mikra. But to exempt you from the other mikra, the Targum, there's no heter. But I can't. I don't have time. It's in Shulchan Aruch. There's no heter not to do it. Find time. Okay, that's pretty scary, considering many people don't even think about it. It's not even on their radar screen. Kol Adam Tezayin. Before Yom Gimel Yachas Shabbos, Shiyach Likros Os Afiluachi Ein Lahamtim Dizmanu Hu Ata. An Ovel is allowed to do Shnayim Mikra V'Yachot Hargam, because even if he finishes Avelos in the beginning of the week, and he'll have plenty of time to do it afterwards, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter, since his custom is normally to read it every day a little bit. Sunday, every day is Aliyah. He's allowed. It's not called Talmud Torah. It's not called that he's learning, which is Pekudi Hashem is Sam Chilev. It's Mutter. Okay, because this is Az Afiluachi Ein Lacham Din Zman Hu Ata. The Chayin Kas Bechdushay Mahar Argolios, and that stands for the Mutter Likros Mibnei Shu Chayvas Hayoyim. Okay, this is a very important halacha that Avelim always ask. Are they allowed to shnayim mikra targum? The answer is yes. Imat sibur, b'sefer hapardis l'rashi, the Rashi or the sefer hapardis. Hayadminik b'yom av shachas shespal al sibur tilos yidchas t'shachas, so you call it sibur, oimim parash ha-shua, shnayim mikra targum. The kol hazeb sefer b'sefer gugin ha-shas, v'yitachin shoyadminik zeh gam b'zman ha-shas, u'miduktuk loshin imat sibur. So here what he says, an incredible thing, why it says, in the Shulchan Aruch, im hat sibur, they read it after Shmona Esrei. It seems even before they said Asher Volotzion, maybe before Tachlon, you say after that davening was over, was part of the Seder of davening. Right? You finish Aleinu, Kaddish Yosem, and now everyone says Shnayim Mikra V'Yechot Targum for that day. Rishon, Sheni, Shlishi, whatever it is. It seems even before they said Asher Volotzion, before Asher, they already together said Shnayim Mikra V'Yechot Targum, that day is Aliyah, and that's why it says in the Gemara, Chayiv Adam Lehashlim Parshiosav Im Hatzibur. What are these two funny words? Im Hatzibur. It used to be part of the Nusach HaTfilah, but we're so impatient we cut it out of davening. Fascinating. Yudchesh Nai Mikra V'Ayim Mishar Yitshuv V'Shem Yam Shal Shloim Adim Einu Miyachol Lulmot Shneim. Rashi, let's say, it says, Lufi Lechatil Yisus have both. Rashi and Targum. Let's say you don't have enough time to do both. What should you do? Yikra, Perish Rashi. So he says, if you push comes to shove, it's better to learn Rashi than to do Targum. Okay, that's tremendous chesh. The low Targum, I ain't shove. The same Hashem, Hashem, Abir Yosef, the Lufi Chachmid, the Lufi Chachmid, MS Yesh, Kipay de Betargum. No. If you're Makubal, then the Makbid on Targum.
This is an old Billik from Yemei to Gemara.
Yeah.
They didn't have Rashi.
So let me the Gemara Mamish. It means.
They didn't have Rashi.
Of course not. Rashi is a Rishayim. Rashi is only 700. Rashi is only Targum. Right. So what does it mean then? What do you mean Rashi? Perish Rashi. It means from the time when Rashi became popular, which means probably 700 years ago. I don't know. Very good point. It's not Rashi time of the Gemara Mamish.
You understand Rashi better than you understand the Targum.
Of course. I mean, Rashi tells you. Look, there's also a very important couple. They say people. I've heard this from two times. Let's say Rachman Olson, the person comes and says, he's having trouble with emuna. He has issues. The people, Rachman Olson, they have questions and they're very bothered. So what should they do? Should they go to a seminar? Go Eish HaTorah? Should they go to Eretz Yisrael? Go to a mekubal? What is a person who's having problems with emuna? And they say from Rabbi Yochanan Levavitz and other gedolim, they say to him, spend time learning Chumash and Rashi. every day have a significant Seder, an hour, 2 hours learning. No philosophy. Don't go to a seminar. Don't go online and listen to tapes of this rabbi and that rabbi. Just take out a Chumash Rashi, study it, review it. It's magic. It's nothing more than pure magic. You learn Chumash and Rashi, magically your mind is filled up with Emuna in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This is a very popular Yisoid. So he's saying over here, this Shnayim Rechtagim is the Yisoidus of Emuna. V'sayim, Ayim Ber, so he's okay, Targum, Alpi Kabbalah, you should say the Targum. Okay, that's Alpi Kabbalah. The Chachmi Emes. Those in Chachmi Emes will focus on Targum. The Ayin Be Halacha. Bottom line is, even though we're not into Kabbalah, the bottom line is Rashi is a newcomer, and therefore the ikar is the halacha. You have to say, you have to learn Targum. The Av Shapirish Rashi, Rav Shapirish Rashi refers to Inyan Yosem Targum, Alba Mesha Yesh Kamatevus Subsukum Shain Lalayim Perish Rashi, Liam Kane Lonisha Lonu Shom Rak Mikro Levad. If you only learn Rashi, you're inevitably not going to learn every translation of every single word. Avla Targum, Mufarish Kol Possig of Holteva Ayin Sham. Yutes, Viachar Targum, Ayin Bushnebura, Vodloikar Targum, Tikil Viachar Mikro, don't do reverse. Don't first say Targum into Mikro, Ella Mikro Viachar Targum. Of Sharitzian Sham Kosav, the Bidiev Yosem Targum, the Emsa, B'diavad, you do it in the middle. Chumash Targum Chumash B'diavad Yotza. Ayn Berachos Chaim Rechodesh Hevi Sham Demish Ein Loi Chumash Im Targum. V'chol Zman V'al Zman Muot Yochel Lasek Mechaver Chumash Im Targum Muot Likros Targum Tchila V'yachakach Hamikra. If you don't have a Chumash, so B'diavad you can do the Targum first. B'diavad it's okay as well. U'miyom Arishon Ve'elach Ayn Mishnebura B'shem Aseraf Hanhoges Hagra Toyim Maschil Likros Hasidra Shemushaim Mechatagum B'yom Harishon. Not like what it says in the kids that you should do it on Friday, but you should do it every single day. I don't know what that stands for. He did it in the morning, on Friday morning, not Friday Mincha. What do you do on Shana Rabbah? When do you say V'zois HaBracha? So you should say it on Shana Rabbah. V'zois HaBracha, Shnayim V'chotagim, V'yom Shmiyatzeres. You could even do it on Shmiyatzeres. You still have time before you actually laying on Simchas Torah, V'zois HaBracha. HaChav Beis, V'yesh Nehagim, Loim, so I'm going to say, The meaning is to say Shashirim. We cover all of the Shashirim of Shabbos who have been Medrash HaNelam. Medrash HaNelam b'yom shechol Rabbi Lozer HaGodol of Shabbos Toi when Rabbi Lozer was sick. U'posach Pume b'maisa b'merkava Rabbi Lozer the son of Rashbi. Right? It's not only, it was only for Shimon, Rabbi Lozer. On that day, b'maisa b'merkava v'oylif lei reish yudvav ta'amim B'poske Shir Hashim, he taught 216 Perushim in each Poske Shir Hashim, V'ori Lei Kol Amikto V'rozen Ilon Dehavei B'Shir Hashim. So since it was Erev Shabbos, it's in Mekor from Rabbi Eliezer. It's Kabbalah. Rabbi Eliezer, he was Megale, the Seudais of Shir Hashirim on Erev Shabbos. So we are also, we follow in his way, we focus on Shir Hashirim on Erev Shabbos. Shir Hashirim, Ayim, Shir Yitzhub, Ayim, Beshut, Vechuchas, Kalok, Skatans, Shir Hashirim, Inim, Mekosim, Bekeshu, Aricha, Beleveina. It's not written, why not? Why isn't it written like Vezois, like Oz Yoshir? Or like Hazinu, why not to call Hashim Kodesh? V'shir Hashirim Kodesh Kodashim. Shem Esaper Boi Me'avas Hashem Esamo V'shalo L'Hafrid Beinayim. Since it describes Hashem's love for Klal Yisrael, there cannot be any separation. And that's why it overrules the rule, the concept of having separations. V'shalo L'Hafrid Beinayim Anot Soifah B'tchilosoy V'laharis HaDveikus Ruach HaDveikus Ruach Lo Yovei Beinayim Ruach lo yove b'neim, lekach loyba beravcha, revach lo yove b'neim, lekach loyba beravcha, delivna ad kan. Chav dalid, mitzvah, this goes into the next simon, which will stop here. Okay, we'll take a 2-minute break.